Welcome back to our special two-day extravaganza sit-down with Miss Dorinda Medley to celebrate the release of her first ever written life story, Make It Nice. Did you listen to our chat with Dorinda yesterday? If not, go back and listen to it. That's where it all starts. And our conversation continues today because today is the official day. Make It Nice, Dorinda's first ever written life story, is out. It's available everywhere books are found. Guys, I read this book. It is great. I am telling you, listen to our chat yesterday. Listen to the continuation here. I have learned so much about Dorinda from this book. Go and pick up a copy. We are about to continue. We talk about Richard, just how hard it is to write a book, what Dorinda loved about the process. You know, we talk about just a lot of things that I found out that she reveals in this book, which she's going to share here with you today. And yes, 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 I know you're all waiting for me to bring up R-H-O-N-Y, which I do. I bring it up. We talk about it at the end. We talk about Leah, the current season. So that is going to be part of the discussion. I know everyone wants that, but honestly, how fun is it that Dorinda is here? I mean, one day was just not enough. We had to make this a two-day event. Make It Nice is out now. And of course, we pay more homage to the amazing Bluestone Manor. I'll probably share this video with you guys too at some point, but stay tuned for our second part chat with Miss Dorinda Medley. Make It Nice, available in bookstores everywhere. Hope you guys enjoy the conclusion of this chat.
It's Richard's 10-year anniversary, so I've been sort of thinking about him and what I'd like to do. And we're setting up there's one apple tree from the original fruit orchard on the property that is actually very, very old. And I shocked it 2 years ago because I said, if it doesn't grow back, we'll just rip it, we'll take it out. But if it does, and it's first during COVID, it prospered. I mean, I had actually fruit on it this year. So I thought I'd use that as a tribute to Richard for his 10-year anniversary and put baubles and light it up and just have him sitting on the property somewhere. So when I was down there sort of looking at it and taking those LED lights and just starting that, I thought, I wonder if Richard Medley would know me today. Like, I've changed a lot since he's died. I think for the better, but I'm a different person, and that's okay. But I wonder, you know, like, what would my conversation be with him now?
Yeah.
Because he knew me as Mrs. Medley. That was a very different world. Right?
Yes. I mean.
So I was really thinking, you know, God, it'd be interesting to have a conversation. And I told him everything I've been up to the last 10 years. Right?
When you
is that an interesting question?
Yes, because, well, first of all, I'm sure he'd be very proud of you for writing this book, first of all, because that's...
Well, I think he'd be very surprised that I wrote a book, because the truth of the matter is he was the writer. He and Hannah were the writers and academics, and I was always the doer and the talker. He used to always say, I'm the map maker and you're the executor, and a map is no good without a good executor. So I was like, hooray, I love to execute, right? I was the big talker in the room. I was the one that wizarded up stuff. We were a great team in that way. So I remember saying to Richard one time, you know, I am such a great storyteller. I am probably one of the best cocktail party invitees people will ever have. I'm just interesting. I think I should write a book. He's like, oh, for God's sake, stop it. You can't close your mouth long enough to write a book. You don't have the patience. People that write books are like to be alone, like to be isolated, don't like to talk to people. He said, don't write a book. So I think more than anything, he would be very surprised that I actually wrote this book.
What about the fact that, you know, like, you were on TV, you're walking down the street, people think they know everything about you, you made money with that?
Like, Richard would find that fascinating, because Richard was sort of the big shot in our family. You know, he was the one that was, this one's speechwriter, and, you know, and this and dignitaries and all that. But, and I loved that about him, and I loved being the missus to that mister, right?
Yeah.
But what would Richard Medley think if he saw me walking down the street and someone yelled out like they do, you made it nice. I mean, how many times?
Or clip, clap.
Day? Do you know, to this day, I still hear that probably 15 times a week.
Do you hear that or clip, clip more?
I hear mostly you made it nice from cabs, or I hear, what are you doing here without Dorinda?
From cabs. Wow.
Yeah. And then of course, there's always the one, the people that lean over to me, you know, while they're walking by, they get up all their courage in the world. And I'll be sitting in the restaurant and you know, someone will come. It just happened to me the other night in the shoot. I tell you how I'm doing that, pup bitch. It's so great to see you, Dorinda.
That's my personal favorite.
They've gumptioned up all this courage to say that. And I'm like, oh my God, that's great.
That's my personal favorite. Like, it is the classic. What about, yeah, I mean, like, so everyone watches and thinks they know you. Like, what do you think is going to shock people, you know, that have watched you on TV for 6 years the most out of this book?
I think that, you know, I think the thing that will maybe not, I don't know if it'll shock them, but the fact that how many different stages and how many different things I've been able to be exposed to and experience and really the different stages of Dorinda, you know, Dorinda Sincala, Dorinda Lynch, Dorinda the single mom, Dorinda Medley, Dorinda the widow, you know, those were all very unique people in my life, characters that I even revisited. And I also think that there'll probably be sort of, I think a lot more of my vulnerability I was able to show in the book, you know, and I don't think I'm always so good at doing that. You know, my reactions get stronger and get put up a wall because, you know, God forbid I show weakness. And I think they're going to see that, you know, we all are afraid at some point. We all suffer from fears and anxiety and I'm not good enough. You know what I mean? Like one of the things that I asked myself, you know, in the book is what would I tell my younger self? And I address it in the book. You know, I would just say, you know, don't be so afraid. Like you can do this. Don't be afraid. You actually are worthy and good enough. Because when we're young, we just don't feel that way. We may put on a great facade, but it's scary, especially when you're venturing into the unknown a little bit. And I never had a lot of resources growing up. So it's not like if I failed, I had parents that were going to pay my rent for 6 months and say, you know what I mean? Like I had to do it. If I Right. succeeded, I succeeded. If I failed, I failed. Now I always had a beautiful home to come back to in Great Barrington, but that's not what I wanted to do. And when I did do it, when I spent all my money that night at the bar, my bonus, you know, I came home, but literally my father sent me up, you know, when I called up and told him, he sent me a man's bus ticket. He said, that's it. And off I went home and worked for a year to, you know, get my act together, as he said.
Do you think that's one of the biggest misconceptions about you? You know, like Dorinda Medley, she's tough. Like, you know, she's got it. She's not insecure. Like she doesn't like, do you think God, that's.
Yes, I think it is. I think I think that's people don't realize I'm very able. I've learned to really be self-sufficient, but you know, there's times even, you know, the other day I was just so exhausted and I was thinking, I just don't want to do this anymore. Like I'm over it. Like, I'm this is not going to work out. I can feel like this book's going to fail. Why did I do that? This was stupid. You know, the voices start to get you and they have this conversation and it just gets more rapid and more rapid and more rapid. And then I have to pull myself out of it. I usually take a nap and I'm like, okay, we're done with that.
Take a nap, have a glass of wine, or just call Simon and Schuster. And they're like, Dorinda, pull it together. This book is going out to the whole world. Get on the train.
It's true.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/velvetrope. Listen, life is full of stress. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. Life is stressful. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, like mine, your temper is shorter than usual, like mine, or even if you're starting to feel strained in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload the stress and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased and who's not going to judge you or take sides. If there's stuff you can't tell your friends or family, this is the place to do it. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain for it. Try it out. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/velvetrope. That's B-E-T-T-E-R-H-E-L-P BetterHelp.com/velvetrope. BetterHelp.com/velvetrope. What about, you know, is there a man in your life? How has dating been during COVID?
Wow, there's been no dating during COVID. I was up here the whole time. I mean, what am I going to do? The only person I've dated is this person.
Let's see. Well, that's, I'm kind of right there with you, you know? I mean, it's not easy during COVID, right?
Well, it's not dating. And you know what? I always say, yeah, I've been married and divorced and widowed and all that. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard too when you got a lot of things going on. I've got a lot of great stuff going. You know, I've got the book, and I'm putting out a Bluestone Manor bourbon. It's called. I'm putting out a candle. I'm doing this thing with Airbnb. You know, I became the ambassador for Nutrisystem and lost 16 pounds, which was amazing. As I said to them at the time when they offered it to me, I am both honored and horrified, because that means you looked at me and said, "There's someone that needs."
It's like a backhanded compliment, right? When you get a call and says, do you want to?
When they call me, I'm like, hello, this is so-and-so from Nutrisystem. And we just say that you always make it so nice. And we here at Nutrisystem would love to partner with you. I'm like, wait a second. Do I look heavy? But I did. I gained about 15 pounds.
I did too during COVID. It wasn't hard to gain 15 pounds. Like anyone that gains 15 pounds and says, what happened? I mean, I could tell you exactly how it happens. Like,
yeah, well, because I was doing eat, drink and just, you know, get through each day. What did we have to look forward to? It was truly like Groundhog Day. What are you going to do? Get up and eat.
I was like, see this food, like, you know, that comfort eating. And like, yes, I am eating my feelings. Like I'm not trying to.
I went through my whole my grandmother's Betty Crocker, recipe book. I was like, I haven't had a pineapple upside down cake in years. I'm going to make one.
Just the most obscure
Jell-O. I got obsessed with Jell-O and Cool Whip. I had every color Jell-O, striped ones in molds. That was another phase we went through.
Do you think you would ever get married again? Like if you fell in love?
Yeah, I'd never say never. I would love to find a nice partner. I would love to find someone to enjoy my life with. You know, but it's going to take, you know, I think it's just when it's meant to happen, it'll happen. I do think there's going to be one more person in my life. I feel it.
You do?
I really do. Yep. I think there's going to be one more person that I'm probably going to spend, you know, the next part with. I'm very monogamous. I have never dated a lot of people. It's not my thing. I don't do well with dating. Like I actually don't do well with small talk and stuff, stranger. I like to really get in there. You know what I mean? So I just think when the time comes, maybe, you know, after I've been on the league, you know, app, the league, I've been on that. And it's really funny. Like I'll go on and I'll be all into it. And then you'll get all these responses. Like people say, oh, I'd love to. I'm like, you know, I get scared almost.
You do. I go on and I do that. And then I just vanish. Not on purpose. I just get busy. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like 5 weeks later.
That's the thing. It just and someone's like, and the what? Guy, this guy was like, I thought we were going to have a drink on Tuesday night. And I was like, am I going to have a drink with you? That was so last Wednesday. That was on my second martini, honey.
It all sounds good until the day comes, right? You're like, I'd rather stay home.
I'm just going to really enjoy. I want to really enjoy this moment too with the book. And I, to tell you the truth, David, I really am. I said to someone the other day in the interview, like one of the things you value the most? And I said, beside the obvious, obviously Hannah, my parents, blah, 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 health. But I really value my freedom. Like I do not answer to anyone right now. And I know probably deep inside that should cause me to be a little lonely, but I'm just not. I've been answering to people my whole life, my parents, my husbands, my daughter, and I've loved it all. I've loved it all, but there's something absolutely incredible to just be able to say, you know what? I'm going to have a donut for dinner and just go to bed right now. Like I answered to no one. Someone said to me last week, hey, why don't we go to Miami in a couple of weeks and just spend 3 or 4 nights just at Soho House. We won't even leave. My old self would be like, well, nah, I got to see Hannah. I was like, whatever. Just let me know.
Why not? Right.
Like I've never had this kind of freedom.
Wow.
And I want to be able to really enjoy the book and enjoy the rollout of the book and go to bookstores and you know, also too, we're just coming back into the world. I want to have a minute to be with my friends and my girlfriends. I've really missed all everyone.
I get it. I mean, listen, I enjoy the single life myself, so I get it. Guys, you know, I spend all day talking to the Real Housewives from every city. Listen, I can't help it. All my friends are women. And as a self-respecting gay man, when we get together, nothing is off limits. What I hear from my friends all the time is that when they turn to high quality underwear, sleepwear, and loungewear, the only place they go is Third Love. Third Love has cup sizes ranging from double A to I, including exclusive half cups, and lounge and sleepwear comes in sizes XS to 3X. With such a large variety of sizes, what happens? The fit ends up being perfect. There's a really easy fitting room quiz to take when shopping at Third Love. It's like a personal shopper. It's very interactive. The quiz focuses on size, breast shape, current fit issues, and someone's personal style to help deliver bras and underwear that are the perfect fit for you. The fitting room has helped 18 million women find their true bra size, and you could be next. And what I love is that the perfect fit is promised. They stand behind their products. If you don't love the fit from Third Love, exchanges and returns are free. That's right. They're free. And what I also love about Third Love is that they give back. They're the largest donor of undergarments in the US. They've helped donate over 40 million in product to help women make powerful life changes. Listen, Third Love knows you deserve to feel comfortable and confident 24/7. So right now they're offering all of you, my listeners of Behind the Velvet Rope, 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/velvet now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/velvet for 20% off today. One other thing that you have, which you're very busy with, is Durobics is kind of coming back, right?
What do you think of that?
Listen,
Do the thing at Obey Fitness?
No, but I saw it and I was like, I forgot what I had that night, but I saw it and I'm like, Dorinda needs to do, listen, there's nothing better to me than 80s music. That's it. There's no better generation of music ever that will exist.
Other than I have the best tapes. I have the most amazing. They couldn't, at Obey, they couldn't even believe my soundtrack because I sent them like 6 or 7. I could send them to you. They're so good. It makes you want to work out. And I'm doing another one September 14th with them. I'm doing like 4 or 5 of them with them. I cannot tell you.
I'll look into that one.
Best compliment ever. I'm in the Obey. They have the most incredible thing. Dave, have you ever been to this? Well, you know, you like, they built a box. It's like my dream come true. And the box is all kitted out with lights and sound system, and you walk, jump in the box, and that's where you do your class. And they flash all these different lights, and all these people, you know, come on the screens who are taking your classes. If I tell you, the whole entire office at Obey dressed in 80s outfits and came and was in front of me while I was doing my class.
That's the thing.
I'm talking dressed, headbands, sweatbands. Like, people are looking for an excuse to wear leg warmers.
I've done your aerobics before. Listen, the neon colors, the music, this is going to be a trend. I'm serious. It's like, it feels good. What about your bourbon? I mean, we all know, you know.
Oh my God. I want to show you. They can't see it in podcast line, but I'm going to show it to you. They finalized the label this morning, and I've got to tell you, I think it's beautiful.
I mean, who doesn't love a bourbon?
Well, you know what I love, but it goes with the house, because, you know, the house was built in 1902. So we have that. It used to be a rumored sort of speakeasy here, and it kind of lends itself to that. And I think that I think there's something really sexy about dark liquors in women.
Yeah.
I like it.
I could see that.
So wait, can you see this?
Yeah. It's like very, yeah, I could.
So that got finalized. So I'm really excited about that.
When could we expect that? And did you ask your BFF, Bethany Frankel, for any advice? I mean, she knows a thing or two about the beverage industry.
Yes. Well, she started the trend, didn't she?
I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water, and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes, and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. She did.
And what a trend it has been.
It's done well for her, I would say.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, hopefully we'll see that soon.
Yeah. We're going to see that. That's going to come out, I think, August 27th, it launches.
And I know you have a bunch
of... I'll send you a bottle. It's just pretty. It's going to be a beautiful bottle. It's going to have a beautiful... It's just... And you know what it is? It's one of these bottles. They specifically made the bottle so it looks like something that you can sit on your shelf and it looks pretty.
Listen, I've never met a bourbon that I didn't like. I know you're going to be at Bookends in Ridgefield, New Jersey. So anyone that's in the New Jersey area, that's a good place too. If you've never been there, it's a great place to have a book signing. I think
I'm excited.
So you're going to make the round so people can come out and see you. I talk to so many people on this show that when I run into someone or have them back on the show and they remember my name, I'm always blown away. It's the little details. And when it comes to sheets, the only place I turn is Bowl and Branch. Why? Because they pay attention to the little details. Bowl and Branch was formed by a husband and wife team that set out to give sleepers more choices for high quality sheets at a fair price. And boy, did they ever accomplish that. What I love is the variety of colors. I chose the pewter mainly because it goes best with my apartment. The sheets are so elegant. They look and feel so sophisticated, but the price is so reasonable. That's why I chose them. They're 100% organic cotton. They are made toxin-free. And what I love is they get softer with every wash. Sheets that look high-end, sophisticated, and elegant, but are affordable. Sign me up. And that is why I did sign up. These are the only sheets I will now use. And you guys need to check this out. So listen, you can try them worry-free for 30 nights with free shipping and returns. To experience the best sheets you've ever felt, choose Bowl and Branch. And because you're listening to this podcast, you get an exclusive 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code VELVET at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, B-O-L-L and B-R-A-N-C-H.com, promo code VELVET. As we wrap up, I know that you are busy and that you have moved on in life. And I am so excited for this book because I've read most of it, but it doesn't. Well, no, just as we wrap up, I just want to, no, there's no drama or anything, but it has to be like, okay, listen, the ratings for New York are down. That's all around the world. That's been in every headline. The ratings are very far down. And
here we go.
A ton. I'm not saying it. Everybody online is saying this is because Dorinda is not there, period. It's blogs. I mean, your Google alerts must be going off. Do you agree with that? And does that feel at least a little bit nice?
David, well, listen, you know, what's been nice is that, you know, all, we got to remember too, I'm not being, but it was COVID. It was a tough season to film. You know, it's one thing to do COVID filming when you're in Beverly Hills or New Jersey or stuff. You have all that outdoor space. You got to remember, we as New York girls, that's what we do. New York and people and restaurants. So I have to say, although I'm incredibly pleased that, you know, people miss me. And it's so nice to see all, you know, all those memes and everything. I can't take full credit. I do think it was a tough year. Just, it is a tough year. And, you know, but I can't say much about that because I'm on pause. Like a good Memorex tape, I'm on pause.
I love how you refer to it as pause.
Well, that's how they refer to it.
You're on pause. Well, the door, that means the door is open. So, I mean, would you go back if they called?
I would never say never. I don't say never to anything. I had a great experience on, and I'm going on Watch What Happens Live on Tuesday. So that'll be fun. I'm excited. I hope I remember how to do it. I really do. I'm actually getting nervous.
Dorinda, and, I think you know how to do it.
Yeah, I pray. But you know, the problem is just there's so many questions about the current season and stuff. And I really, although I watch it, you know, I don't really, it's totally different. I don't know, like the new girl, so I can't comment on it. And I wasn't there and it was COVID. And I just think that everybody did the best they could. I mean, that was, think about when they were filming.
It's hard. I was going to say,
it was terrible. October in New York last year,
it
was desolate.
It was bad. And to your point, this is a show where, you know, people are out. That's New York. We're at the bars. We're having our martini. That is what we do. People always ask me what my favorite.
We don't live in huge, huge homes. I mean, I do think it would have been nice to be able to come to Bluestone Manor, right? That would have been, I think the audience would have enjoyed that just because it's comforting and it was familiar. But, you know, I've had good experience there. And I still have a very good relationship with the girls.
I was going to say, you shouldn't worry about what I'm going to ask you on Watch What Happens. You'll be asked about the current season and Leah, who is the fans have turned against her for whatever reason. And
I don't get that.
You don't?
No. You know, I think people don't realize how hard it is to do this job and how much pressure you put on yourself. And like I said, it was a tough season and, you know, people, I would love people to try to do it themselves. It's not, you know it, you know it. You see Margaret go through it. You see the girls go through it. You see all of us go through it. It's, you know, I say hats off to all these girls that do this because you have to be pretty fucking brave to get on and put your life out there for the world to love, hate, take apart, build up, tear down. You know what I'm saying? So I always say hats off to these girls. It is. It's a very, takes a lot of confidence, bravery, and thick skin.
A lot of thick skin. And it's literally
so anyone out there not being nice to all my girls, better watch out or I'm not going to be not well, bitch.
You heard it from Dorinda, not me.
This is not a season, good season, bad season. This is a franchise and it will just keep on moving and it will, you know, it's like life. You're going to have good times. Some are going to be better and I'm sure it's all going to work out in the scheme of things.
That's what I say. I'm like, I think people are overreacting. I mean, we've had this the show is not going to crash and burn, guys. It's a network. No. They'll figure it out.
It's not only a network. It's sort of iconic. New York Housewives are iconic.
Final two questions. What are you doing with Airbnb? With you, like people can come and stay there?
Oh my God. I'm doing this partnership where they're going to do 2 one-night stays. Okay. The money's all going to go to benefit Ronald McDonald House, which I love. And then I'm going to have a virtual cocktail party. You can buy tickets to at Bluestone Manor where I'm going to mix drinks and I'm going to host a cocktail party at Bluestone Manor for people that didn't bid on the 2 one-night stays. They can come to this virtual cocktail party and be with me for a night of dirty martinis and bourbon drinks. And like I said, all the money goes to benefit Ronald McDonald House. So I just thought it would be fun. You know, when they first approached me about it, I thought, huh, that's a little weird. But then it's like two one-night stands. God, just talking.
Where is your mind? Is this because I asked you if you're ever going to get married again, Dorinda?
But I thought, you know, it's just a night. And people love this place so much. And people don't really, you don't really know Bluestone Manor until you've been here. But I thought, why the hell not?
The joy that it will bring to certain, yes, whoever stays there, to be able to say, I stayed at Bluestone. Are you going to be there when they stay there?
No, but you know what? I told Airbnb, I think it'd be hysterically. I mean, they're only like, they're not going to be able to stay in my bedroom and stuff. Certain rooms will be shut off, but they can come and experience it and enjoy it. But I thought, wouldn't it be, I think the next Airbnb should be at Christmas. And the person comes and they all get settled. And then at 6 o'clock at night, I pop out of my room.
I was going to say, if you made it, people would. Yes.
I people pop up will, and I say, I'm here to make it nice for you for Christmas.
I would recommend
I
that.
Think it's going to be a big success.
I think so. I think this is going to be a thing now that you're going to do every year.
I've been here for, you know, the whole year. If I tell you, if I had a penny for every time someone says, I just wish I could be in Bluestone Manor one time. So now they're going to have the opportunity.
I love this.
I love it too.
Well, you'll have to come back when you write one of these next books. You could do the Dorinda-isms or you could do the cookbook.
Correct. There you go. Well, here we go. Wherever books are sold, make it nice. And then there's a download my Audible. Don't you like the fact that this one has a coffee stain on it?
Well, first of all, I love the cover. August 17th. This I am predicting. I'm predicting New York Times bestseller. I am.
Really? That's great. Please, from your mouth to God.
I am. Like, just, you have an interesting story. And I can tell people because I've read most of it. It's like you learn things about you that you just, we don't know. And it's like, you've had a whole life. Like you said, before this show, it was a moment in time. It was an amazing 6 years. And now you have a life after it. Yeah. It's like, that's how it works. That's how it works.
If you're lucky, right?
Six years is a really good run on the show. Correct. And to leave and move on in life, that is.
And you never know. You never know. Life keeps changing.
You never know. And the blogs and all the people out there have their way, Dorinda.
Yeah. Well.
But make it nice. Everyone needs to buy this book. Where can everyone find you online, Dorinda, so they can follow you? If they don't.
Well, of course, it's at simonschuster.com, Amazon, BookSoup. And of course, it's on my LinkedIn bio and my Instagram, Dorinda Metley.
I love it. Congratulations. You deserve
this. Thank you so much. That was a beautiful interview. I'm going to go take a nap.
Take a nap and have your wine. Thank you so much.
Big kiss. Have a great one.
This is to you. Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.